Hebrews 13 calls Christians to remember the persecuted as if we were there with them. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This Sunday, we're urging you to take time to pray for the persecuted church. As we found out last week, God listens and He answers. More about the power of prayer as you find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. Sometimes you have to marvel at God's timing. Days before Christians worldwide gather to pray for their brothers and sisters in chains, a quote-unquote poster child of persecution is set free. Here's Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
The great news this week is that Asia Bibi, a wife and mother and Christian in Pakistan, has been found not guilty by the Supreme Court. So this is just a huge praise the Lord. And, you know, as we enter into this International Day of Prayer weekend, sometimes we wonder, you know, do our prayers make a difference? Well, here's a case where it is absolutely an answer to prayer.
This Sunday, November 4th, is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Listen to what VOM made to help guide believers in prayer.
We are talking about Asia Bibi, and God knew that this would all happen around the same time. The video is about praying for Christians in Pakistan.
Of course, believers are persecuted in more places than Pakistan. Would you surround them in prayer this weekend?
The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church was not the creation of any ministry or, it wasn't a bunch of Americans got together and had this idea. It was an answer to the call of our persecuted family around the world.
In Iran, believing in Jesus Christ and the Bible's authority is tantamount to spreading propaganda against the regime. This was recently evidenced in the affirmed sentencing of two Iranian Christians. According to International Christian Concern, the two men were sentenced to 12 to 18 months in prison for these propaganda charges. It's difficult to know how any case prosecuting an offense against Islam will be handled in Iran. Dr. Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran explains.
Iranian penal code has been very vague when dealing with apostasy. In fact, apostasy is not codified under Iran's penal code at all, and as such, judgment is delivered based on authoritative Islamic sources. The judgment, therefore, may range anywhere from detention to execution.
Social and political factors can also influence what kind of legal treatment Iranian Christians face.
Definitely in Iran, U.S. sanctions are being felt, and the Iranian authorities are blaming the West. The recent increase of Iranian conversions from Islam to Christianity is also being treated as a Western plot to weaken the revolutionary ideologies of an Islamic Iran. This has led to more arrests of new converts to Christianity all across Iran.
Please pray for persecuted Iranian believers to sense God's peace. And the Middle East and North Africa have been filled with conflict for generations, but the church has still stood. However, believers in the region still need encouragement and support to know they're not alone. That's why from the 4th of November to the 11th, Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is calling believers everywhere to join in their week of prayer. Sat7's Dennis Weens.
What's exciting about that, it's going to be a week of prayer, not a day of prayer, and we're asking and promoting on all Sat7 channels across the Middle East and North Africa, millions and millions of viewers, to join in this week of prayer.
Sat7 invites you to take part in the week of prayer too. Start by signing up to receive a daily prayer guide and testimonies from Sat7's viewers. Also find and share Sat7's impact stories on social media to invite your friends to join too. As you pray, know you're making a difference.
We know that prayer works. And so the more people are praying, the more God can touch their heart, but the more God will respond and answer those prayers.
Tune in to Sat7's Week of Prayer starting next week. Look for details at missionnews.org to find your place in the story. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year to help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.